447. There you go. That's the button, Brady. 447 here on the afternoon news service on WDEV, AM and FM, and WDEVradio.com. Let's talk tools. Let's talk power tools. Let's talk appliances, equipment, all things related to being handy. Well, when we do that, we go to Sticks and Stuff. Sticks and Stuff in Swanton Lumber is Vermont's most complete locally owned home center with locations in Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, and at Swanton Lumber. They're online at sticksandstuff.com. And our guy Kyle helps run the show over there. Kyle, happy Monday. How are you?
I'm good. I'm hoping that everybody had a nice, relaxing weekend. I know I'm just pretty relaxing. My son had a nice cross-country ski at Hardack in St. Albans, so that was fun to watch.
You don't like the snow either, do you?
I love the snow. The cold weather doesn't bother me at all. If it gets above like 70 or 75 degrees, I start getting cranky. So
I
get the cold all the time.
I had it the other way around. I thought you liked the heat.
Oh, no. No, no, no. I'm from Sweden, so I've been bred to deal with snow and ice and blonde hair, blue eyes, and skin that burns really fast.
You were born in Sweden?
No, that's where my lineage is. My last name is Magnusson.
Oh,
we come from Sweden. Yep.
You learn something new every day here on the afternoon news service on WDEV. But speaking of tools, I mentioned at the beginning here, what about tool repair when those tools start to go a little sideways on you?
Yeah, so we've had a lot of people coming in lately, and I know I've touched on it several times in the past, but we do offer a complete pneumatic tool repair. So people can bring in any guns, whether they're framing guns, finish guns, brad nailers, staplers, roofing nailers, whatever it is. If it is a pass load that runs on fuel and a battery, or if it is a nailer that is completely pneumatic that runs on compressed air from a compressor, if there's anything that's wrong with those, anything from a little leak to a broken part, you can bring those in. We can generate some paperwork. They give us a FedEx call tag. FedEx picks them up. They get sent out, get fixed, and they get sent back to us. Normally, it's pretty quick. It's generally around 1 week turnaround. So people are, you know, down and out without their tools, stuck in a jam. And we give you a call when they're back. And generally, repair costs are anywhere. If I had the ballpark, I'd say like from $80 to $160. And that depends on what's wrong with the tool. But a lot of guys really like it because those new tools are $300, $400, or $500 to buy brand new. So guys bring them in every now and then. They get sent out, ripped apart, chem washed. They get new O-rings and rebuild kits installed and anything else that's wrong with them. They get sent back. It's super quick. It's easy. It's convenient for everyone.
You mentioned the price disparity, but so got to imagine that's a worthwhile investment considering you can add several years probably to the lifespan of your tools.
Yeah, I just got two pass load finish nailers back for a customer. He was really happy. He had sent two out earlier. They came back today. I think one of them was right around $90 and one of them was $120 as far as the repair cost. Those tools new in a kit are like $400, $429 now. So it really makes sense.
Well, certainly that is a, again, worthwhile investment. Sticksandstuff.com and Swanton Lumber. Do you have to sign up online to be a part of that? Do you just bring it into any location? How does that work?
Yep, so you can bring the tool into any location, and we have tool repair tags. I know some of the outlying stores, Enosburg and Middlesex, sometimes send them to us in St. Albans just because we send out a little bit more volume than they do. But, yeah, all we need to do is go online on our part, not on the customers, enter the tool tag information, and send out a quick email, and then in 5 or 10 minutes we normally have a pickup label.
Sticksandstuff.com. Again, 5 locations, Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, and at Swanton Lumber, Vermont's most complete locally owned home center. These Monday conversations with Kyle are every Monday at about 4:45. Kyle, we appreciate you, and enjoy the cold. We'll talk to you next week.
I will. Stay safe out there.
All right. Back to the newsroom we go next on WDEV, AM and FM.